So in the meditation on exchanging self with others, Geshe-la says this. We should memorize these meditations. And then when we come to these lines in the request prayer, we can quickly remember the experience. We can put together these two sets of understandings. We think, I have worked for my own purpose since beginningless time, trying to find happiness for myself and avoid suffering. Is that true? Yep. Still doing it today. But what do I have to show for all my efforts? I'm still suffering. I still have an uncontrolled mind. I still experience disappointment after disappointment. I'm still in samsara. This is the fault of my self-cherishing. It is my worst enemy and a terrible poison that harms both myself and others. It's just 100% unambiguous, no more negotiation. That's it, self-cherishing. Just like when you've understood about the virus, isn't it? Self-cherishing, whoa. Pull away from it. Don't want it. Then, cherishing others, however. In other words, loving others in the way that we now presently love ourselves. With our self-cherishing, we love ourselves so deeply. We have to learn to love others in exactly the same way. Thus exchanging self. Cherishing others, however, is the basis of all happiness and goodness. Those who are now Buddhas saw the futility of working for their own purpose and decided to work for others instead. That's all we got to do. Simple. As a result, they became pure beings, free from all the problems of samsara, and they attain the lasting happiness of full enlightenment. So that is understanding the immeasurable benefits of cherishing others, only cherishing others. So our final conclusion is, I must reverse my ordinary childish attitude. Self-cherishing is childish. If we have self-cherishing, we're not grown up yet. Okay, so I must reverse my ordinary childish attitude. From now on, I will stop self-cherishing and cherish only others. Decision. I must give up cherishing myself and instead cherish all other living beings without exception. We meditate on this determination until it becomes spontaneous. When it becomes spontaneous, we've gained the realization of exchanging self with others, and we can say we're at that time a bodhisattva, a great being almost. We're on the verge of realizing great compassion and bodhicitta. You know, it's a quick path to enlightenment, exchanging self with others. One of the special features of Kadampa Buddhism is a teaching about the Lojong practices that come connected with exchanging self with others.